This podcast reviews the unit on Rome and the Middle Ages. The founders of the city-state of Rome were Romulus and Remus. Rome underwent three phases of government: monarchy, republic, and empire. The executive branch of the Roman Republic was headed by two consuls. The legislative branch of the Roman Republic was headed by the Senate. The hereditary aristocrats and wealthy classes were known as the patricians. The class of common people in Rome were the plebeians. Over time, the number of tribunes the plebeians elected grew from 2 to 10. Imperial expansion brought wealth to Rome, but it was unequally distributed. Latifundia, which were large plantations run by wealthy Roman patricians, spread throughout conquered lands. Julius Caesar changed Rome's republican-style government into a centralized imperial government and declared himself dictator for life. Julius Caesar alienated the elite and was assassinated in 44 BC. Julius Caesar's nephew and protege succeeded him as the first emperor of Rome. Augustus Caesar ruled as a monarchy disguised as a republic. Under Augustus Caesar, Rome expanded greatly and established a standing army throughout its empire. Soon trade flourished, and the Roman Empire surrounded the Mediterranean Sea. In 476 AD, various barbarian groups such as the Visigoths and Huns defeated the Western Roman Empire. Rome was forced to use barbarian mercenaries in its army and promised groups like the Burgundians land in exchange for service. Several of the reasons that the Western Roman Empire fell were as follows: increasing invasions by barbarians, ineffective and corrupt emperors, moral and cultural decay, people lost the love of being Roman and being civilized, bubonic plague, class conflicts between the rich and the poor in Rome, a lack of a unified Roman army, the rise of Christianity, the size of the empire simply became too large and unmanageable, the division of the empire into east and west, and financial crisis. The mixed Roman and mercenary and barbarian army was unreliable and divided, and each group fought for their own interests and not that of Rome's. Instead of becoming emperor himself, Orestes had his young son Romulus Augustulus named as emperor. Although the Western Roman Empire fell to barbarians, the Eastern Roman Empire, with its capital in Constantinople, continued to flourish. The Eastern Roman Empire nearly fell when angry rioters revolted at the Nika Rebellion. Emperor Justinian nearly went into exile until Empress Theodora convinced him not to abandon his empire, saying, "Purple is a good color for a funeral." The time period between the fall of the Western Roman Empire in 476 to the fall of the Eastern Roman Empire in 1453 became known as the Middle Ages. During medieval times, a political and economic system in which lords and vassals provided each other with certain obligations, called feudalism, developed. Lords were people with an inherited title of nobility who used a system of land control called manorialism to manage their estates. Lords used agricultural workers who were tied to the land and owed them certain obligations. These peasants were known as serfs. Three things that serfs provided to lords included labor and work, taxes and money, and a portion of their crops. Two things that lords provided to serfs were protection and maintenance. The large estates of the Middle Ages, consisting of fields, meadows, forests, tools, animals, and serfs, were known as manors. During the Middle Ages, the Roman Catholic Church wielded immense power. Those who were ordained for religious service were known as clergy. Monks often lived in religious establishments known as monasteries, which were also sometimes called abbeys. This is where the majority of books during the Middle Ages could have been found. Monks were also known to copy books and create illuminated manuscripts. Four functions of the medieval church included religious and spiritual, educational, health care, and it was the literary center of the world. Lords frequently employed knights who were men-at-arms bound to perform certain duties, among others, to his sovereign lord or feudal lords, and who mounted horses during times of war. Knights lived by the Code of Chivalry, which listed the qualifications or character of knights, like valor, dexterity in arms, courtesy, etc. Several of the common rules knights lived by, according to the Song of Roland, included to fear God and maintain his church, to serve the Lord in valor and faith, to protect the weak and defenseless, to give protection to widows and orphans, to refrain from the wanton giving of offense, to live by honor and for glory, to despise pecuniary reward, to fight for the welfare of all, to obey those placed in authority, to guard the honor of fellow knights, to fight against unfairness, meanness, and deceit, to keep faith, to speak the truth at all times, to persevere to the end in any enterprise begun, never to refuse a challenge from an equal, never to back down from a challenge from an enemy, bravery, and to respect the honor of women. Some of the specific pieces of armor that knights commonly wore were helmets, greaves, gauntlet, coat of mail, visor, shoulder piece, elbow piece, knee piece, gorget, tasse, sabaton, and brassard. List three specific weapons that a knight commonly used. Some of those might have been things like a lance, longbow, mace, dagger, battle axe, crossbow, sword, scabbard, halberd, bludgeon, and warhammer. In addition to taking part in tournaments, young knights often traveled the land looking for military experience. The Pope declared a crusade, which was a military expedition made by Christians to recover the Holy Land from the Muslims in the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries. Several causes for the Crusades include adventure, an obsession with religion or religious piety, European expansionism, and Muslim advances. Three reasons why the Crusades came to an end included a lack of interest, European prosperity, and repeated military defeats. Several ways that the Crusades changed life in Europe after the Crusaders returned include the following. The fall of the Eastern Roman Empire, an increase in culture in Europe, Mediterranean trade, new banking techniques, rise of heraldry and emblems, romantic and imaginative literature, knowledge introduced into Europe, stone construction of churches and castles, siege technology, and weakening of the nobility and rise of merchants. Partly as a result of the Crusades and partly due to trade between the East and the West, Europe experienced an outbreak of the Black Plague, which was a disease commonly spread by fleas on black rats. Several of the results of the Black Death on European society during the Middle Ages include the following. A shortage of priests and doctors. A shortage of laborers. A significant decrease in population. Europeans couldn't bury their dead fast enough. Demand and prices for goods decreased. Taxes increased because there were fewer people paying them. And law and order broke down. The Middle Ages were a time of regression in society. The advances of the Roman Empire came to a halt. People again turned to agriculture and moved out of the towns and villages. It was a time of disease, superstition, and religious devotion. The church was probably the single most important institution uniting Europe. In 481, Clovis I converted to Christianity and united the Frankish people. The Merovingian dynasty came to an end, however, in the 8th century, and the Carolingian dynasty, led by Charles Martel and later his son Pepin the Short, took control of the Franks. Europe also experienced invasions by Muslim Moors, who came from northern Africa and invaded Spain and France. Charles the Hammer Martel stopped their advance outside of Tours, France, by sending his troops into the enemy camp to recover the riches that they had stolen as they pillaged European monasteries. On Christmas Day in the year 800, the Pope named Charlemagne as Emperor of Rome. Although he had been an important leader for nearly 30 years before his proclamation, in his final years he faced invasions from Vikings, who saw the church as an easy target. The loose confederation of European kingdoms became known as the Holy Roman Empire. After Charlemagne and the Carolingians, Europe had no effective means of defending against barbarian attack, and Europe depended on feudalism as a means of protection in exchange for services. A person who owed a lord fealty and feudal obligations in exchange for protection and maintenance from that lord became known as a vassal. The parcel of land that the lord granted to a vassal to fulfill the obligation of maintenance was known as a fief. Castles were also developed as fortresses for protection, usually with multiple buildings and thick walls, which often dominated the surrounding medieval countryside. The main tower of a castle that was usually the center of the castle's defense was known as the keep. Several defensive features of a medieval castle include the following. A moat, drawbridge, machicolations, portcullis, postern gate, rocky ledge, thick or multiple walls, murder holes, and arrow loops. Several of the functions and official actions that took place at a medieval castle include the following. It was a fortress for military protection. It was a center of the local government. It was a home, barracks, armory, storehouse, prison, and treasury. Several of the weapons or tools commonly used to attack a medieval castle included a ballista, a tunnel, tower, a battering ram, a trebuchet, and a mangonel or catapult. The first castles were built upon large mounds known as motts, and the enclosed area below the castle was known as the bailey. Castles that had two sets of protective walls were known as concentric castles. Archers often shot arrows from a castle in a number of different locations that provided them with cover and protection. Some of those included the following. Turrets, towers, arrow loops or arrow slits, battlements or merlins, wall locks, and gatehouses. In 1215, King John signed the Magna Carta, which limited the power of the King of England and provided its citizens with certain legal rights. Finally, the six wives of Henry VIII and what happened to each of them were as follows. Catherine of Aragon was divorced. Anne Boleyn was beheaded. Jane Seymour died in childbirth. Anne of Cleves was divorced. Catherine Howard was beheaded. And Catherine Parr was widowed when Henry died. I hope this has been helpful, and I'd recommend that each of you study these notes very closely, as the test will follow many of the questions that were presented here. Thank you and good luck.